It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, it's our weekly On Congress segment. USA Today Politics and Congress editor Paul Singer will give us an update on what's happening in our nation's capital this week.
But first, a new bill in Wisconsin would make it illegal to give out false information about elections. It's called the Honest Elections Bill, and Democratic State Representative Mandela Barnes unveiled it this afternoon.
Representative Barnes is with us to explain how this bill would change existing election law and why it's necessary here in Wisconsin. He's a Democrat from Milwaukee. He represents the 11th Assembly District. Representative Barnes, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thank you for having me this afternoon.
How would this bill change existing election law here in Wisconsin?
Well, what the bill would do is it would criminalize the activity of providing false or misleading information intentionally to deceive voters or to manipulate outcomes in whatever area that you're exercising this practice in. Currently, it's not a law on the book, but it will put the act of purposely providing false information on par with regular voter fraud activity. Essentially, it would add this as an infraction.
What kind of false information are we talking about, saying come to the election on Tuesday the 4th and the election's really on the 11th or giving the wrong polling place? Is that the kind of thing you're looking at?
There's absolutely been instances like this, and I've seen personally in my days as an organizer where there will be times in low voter turnout areas, typically where we see the fall-off voters, people who don't vote in every single election, people who come out for the big ones, whether it's for the president or for a governor's race, what you will sometimes see is people who say, well, due to high expected turnout, I mean, there's been flyers that said due to high expected turnout, you'll be allowed to vote Wednesday also, so don't waste your time standing in line. There's been instances, even I've had conversations with my friends in other states who are legislators, and they talked about times where there's been robocalls to specific houses of people who aren't regular voters providing the same type of false information. And one person even said they've gone so far as to skip the robocalls and have live dialers calling people, telling them that they can vote on another day or even vote by phone. And even also in the recall election, there were instances where people said, well, if you sign the recall, that means you don't have to go vote because that is your vote. And, you know, some people fell for that information, or some people, you know, decide, hey, let me give this another look, and told someone about it, and then were, you know, instructed otherwise that this is not the case. I mean, it's not to attack any one party at all. It's not just if you vote Democrat or if you vote Republican, your vote should be protected. This is for people all across the entire state of Wisconsin.
So these are things I think people would usually think of as dirty tricks, trying to keep people from voting or having them show up the wrong day or time. This isn't currently illegal, you say?
Right.
So what would the penalty be if this bill passed?
So this would be a Class I felony, as is any other type of voter fraud. Meaning that it could be up to 3.5 years or a $10,000 fortune, or excuse me, forfeiture. This would be and or. I mean, that's obviously the maximum, but it would the same charges that were the same penalty that's on the books for a voter fraud conviction will be the same charge that you would receive for potentially taking away someone's right to franchise. And you know, it's a supreme right; it should be protected. It's the great equalizer between the rich and the poor, whatever race you are, religion, sexual orientation, gender, you have one vote, and you shouldn't have that vote compromised by anyone.
As far as you know, is this the first time we've seen a legislative effort to tackle these tactics?
So I'm not aware in the state of Wisconsin of legislative action being attempted. Again, I had a chance to speak with some of my fellow legislative colleagues from other states a while last summer, and it was an issue that they talked about.
And speaking of legislative colleagues, you unveiled this today, but have you sought out opinions from your colleagues in the Wisconsin state legislature to see if there's a chance this thing could pass?
Well, I've absolutely. We sent this out for co-sponsorship memo or for co-sponsorship And they're, you know, I'll be in Madison tomorrow. I'll absolutely be speaking to some of my colleagues on the other side of the aisle specifically about it. Again, it's not a partisan bill by any means. It's something that's equal in application, equal in penalty. And I think that it's sort of a no-brainer. I think that we all can agree that people shouldn't have their right to franchise tampered with.
Are you hoping that, in part, that having this law in existence would be kind of a, I guess, a deterrent for people doing this in the first place? Maybe the punishment wouldn't have to be applied that often if people knew it was there?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely a deterrent. People should know that this is not acceptable behavior in any democracy, not just the state of Wisconsin, just any democracy in general.
And do you think having a law like this on the books, what would it do for people's confidence in elections here in the state?
Well, I think it absolutely helps. But, you know, and for people to know that, you know, it's unlawful for people to provide them false information, I think it does a lot to the confidence of voters. And I, you know, personally, I wish people voted in every election. I think that civic participation is very important, but for one reason or another, some people only come out for certain elections, and not being a regular voter, when that time passes in between those big elections, you know, you may fall for someone saying that, hey, the rules have changed since you were here 2 years ago. The rules have changed since you were here 4 years ago. So,
is this a way to do it, by punishing people who do these things, or would it be smarter to do more with voter education, get the accurate news out there and make sure the public is aware of their rights and how they vote?
Well, voter education is still huge. That piece has to happen, but there has to be both sides of the coin. I don't think that, you know, if we're gonna talk about, you know, voter fraud being an issue, I mean, voter education would also solve that problem. But if there's a law in the books that is to deter voter fraud by penalty, then there should also be a law that deters the other form of voter fraud by penalty.
So before we let you go, I want to get your perspective from the vantage of a legislator from Milwaukee. What other things do you think could be done, apart from this legislation, to increase voter turnout, increase people's confidence, increase the sense of enfranchisement in Wisconsin politics?
Mm-hmm. So I think the voter turnout is on an individual basis, but what we've seen in the last few elections, even in 2010, we saw a higher turnout was higher than usual in fall 2010 when the recall came around. There were record numbers in wards that did not traditionally turn out. And in this last presidential election, we had record numbers in the city of Milwaukee. I think that people obviously they see the importance of these larger elections. However, the importance of the smaller elections, the more local elections, is not immediately known. And I think that a better effort to get people out, get people energized and excited to come out of the house to vote for these local elections, people to understand the consequences of those elections. People understood the consequences of a gubernatorial race. People saw what happened even when they turned out for the recall. You know, people were disappointed, they were energized, and they had a specific reason to go out and vote in record numbers. And then the presidential races, I mean, obviously going to bring out higher numbers than our local elections anyway.
Representative Barnes, thanks so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me. It's a great time.
That was Representative Mandela Barnes. He's a Democrat from Milwaukee. He represents the 11th Assembly District. We were talking about the Honest Election Bill he unveiled earlier today.